And welcome, everybody, to episode 667 of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Kind of tired, but I'm glad the week's over, and I only have to deal with 3 days of work next week.
Yeah, that's good, man. Breakman, how are you?
Oh, 3 days of work next week. That's nice.
Yeah, I know.
I love Thanksgiving. I know. It's a win.
Yeah, that's a win for sure. How about you, Break?
I wonder how Canada does it, because they did it last month.
Oh, I know. They have their Thanksgiving, like, last month. How you doing, Break?
What? You just asked me again.
Yeah, before we got on the air,
Are you having senilitis again?
How dare you, man? Don't even start. Hey, I want to make quick mention. If you guys have not seen Breakman's description of last week's episode, it was exquisite, man. That was probably one of the best summaries for any episode ever, Breakman.
Demons did you search? To find those names.
He really did his homework, man. He did his homework, man, for sure.
Thank you.
It was...
After I just insulted you, too, so now I feel bad.
I know. Do you feel bad about yourself? You should, Breakman. How dare you.
I do. It's true.
No, it's all good, man. It was a great, great summary. You guys should check it out. Go to rpgrinders.podbean.com to check out the summaries. You can always tell when any of us do them, especially Breakman. Breakman has all these intricate, you know, happenings of what happened during the show. And mine's like, okay, this, and this happened. Have a good day. You know, it's like, but Breakman's are like, oof, man. Breakman is the absolute best at the descriptions, the summaries for the episode. But you just outdid yourself last week, dude. It was a thing of beauty for sure. So. I just wanted to give you some props for that. Even after you insulted me, you son of a bitch.
I know.
I should give you an exile right away just to piss Freak Five off, you know?
I'd offer Breakman to do co-op for Halo Infinite, but you can't because it's not ready yet, and it won't be until, like, probably midway through next year. Yeah.
For the single player, but multiplayer we can hook up.
Let me do that. I'm gonna give you guys the link in chat here.
Also, I saw a tweet saying like something about the generational divide and like how, like, I guess they didn't understand that teabagging isn't the same as twerking, because they tweeted like, "Why is this character twerking me after they kill me?" Now, that ain't twerking, dude.
They didn't understand twerking. The difference between teabagging and twerking.
Twerking, wow. That's a new one.
Yeah.
I guess you could do it. You just got to do it in reverse, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys, let's get on with the news. We got lots to talk about today for sure. So let's get into it.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, Eglia Rebirth is, I guess it's a remaster of sorts, because I don't think it was proper HD on the mobile devices, but it is a port for Eglia, Legend of the Red Cat for Nintendo Switch, and it's coming to Japanese eShop on December 16th. And I think there was an English version of the game, so
yes.
Maybe there's not going to be too much of a wait between the Japanese release and whatever the Western release will be.
Yeah, definitely.
Switch.
Definitely looks cool, for sure. I don't know.
The game is a free-to-play model, I guess. But it was originally a paid product. But, like, I guess now you have to buy certain aspects of the game as microtransactions.
Ugh.
Like $10 here and such.
Ugh. Slager says...
Or maybe the game is chapter-based and you have to buy the chapters individually. I don't know.
Yeah. Slager says, Legend of the Minish Cap. Yes. I like Minish Cap. That's a great game. This game looks good, man. I just hope they don't nickel and dime everybody to death on it, man. It looks really good.
It does say that it will be... Well, this version of the game is you're just buying it outright. So,
okay, that's better.
2,200 Yeah, just 2,200 yen. So that's about $25.
Okay. I mean, that seems fair. I mean, it's got the little Nintendo tax on it, but that's not too bad for a Switch game. So, you know, as long as they don't, like, hold back too much shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's got the Legend of Mana artist working on the artwork, so it's going to have a lot of weird-looking enemies and stuff.
Yeah, no, it looks good, man. I mean, I like shit like that, little quirky shit. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Fae Tactics, now available for Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox Game Pass.
Did you say Xbox
Ass? If you don't
have
Game Pass, it's $19.99. What'd you say?
Did you say Xbox Ass?
Yeah, Xbox Ass. You didn't hear about that one.
that's what they should have called it. So the X.
I know.
Series Ass.
Series Ass.
From what I've heard, the Series S does kind of somewhat
bad. Yeah.
Anyways, this game will be out in July 2020, and it'll also be on PC, so there you go.
Okay. It's another tactical, looks like a tactical game.
It's just menu-less. That's interesting.
Oh. Mm. How are they going to pull that off? That's interesting.
I don't know. Shortcuts for attacks and stuff.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. All right. And, of course, wouldn't let me show the trailer because reasons, you know, but whatever. All right, anything else?
It's on Game Pass, so I don't have to worry about buying it because I'm currently subscribed.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, anything else on this Break?
Nope.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
I've already moved on.
Yeah, me too. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, and my link is not coming up. This is great. It's something about... Oh, here we go. Monochromatic turn-based mecha brawler Wolfstride launches for Steam on December 7th, and that's the story there. It was originally revealed in the summer of 2020, since released an action trailer. Why didn't they put it in color? It would have been awesome in color. Whatever. It's an anime-inspired mech RPG where you compete in the ultimate mech tournament.
Maybe that's a mode you have to, like, unlock or something.
I mean,
after you beat the game.
It's called Wolfstride. How dare you, Slagar? He just wanted me to say that again, you son of a bitch. Shut up. I hate you guys. You're all exiled again. I think it looks cool, but, man, it would really benefit from being color, I think. I mean, I think they would have had something really, really cool if they did it in color, but whatever. It looks okay. I mean, you can see there... it's just, I don't know, man. I mean, this would be a perfect game for, like, somebody that's colorblind, I guess, but not so much for me, man. I got to have color.
It is kind of an odd decision because, like, it's a mecha anime-inspired game.
I know.
But mecha anime, sure, it goes back that far, but they don't look as stylized as this does.
I know. This looks really stylized. That's what I'm saying, Eric. Like, it could have really... benefited from color, but well, whatever. Maybe it'll be a mode that they unlock later or something. You pay an extra $5 and you get it in color and whatever. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Vaporum Lockdown has got a release date. It's coming out December 10th for the PlayStation 5, 4, and Xbox One SX, and the game originally released for PC in September 2020, followed by Nintendo Switch release in March 2021. So now it's coming to the other ones.
Have you heard anything about this game, Eric? I know we've talked about it before.
No, other than it's a sequel to Vaporum, which I not played. And it's a grid-based dungeon crawler.
Yeah.
That has a steampunk setting.
Yeah. Atari back when you were a kid. Yeah, I mean, I guess that last game kind of did, but still, it's just curious, black and white. I don't know, and I don't know. Even Atari had some colors.
Atari did have colors. The only reason it was black and white for me is because the TV was black and white.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you saying you're as poor as I am, Frank?
Yes.
I really hope the reason that Wolfstride doesn't have color is because they didn't feel like it.
They didn't feel like it. All right. I guess that's a good enough reason.
I mean, like, it might be sound decision if, like, maybe the game's so stylized that it eats memory to have color. And
really?
And I know, but if you're an indie developer, it might make sense.
I mean, I guess.
I'm going with the first theory. They just didn't feel like it. They got the whole game almost done, and they're like, well, we can put it in color. They're like, yeah, really? I just want to go do something else. Can we just ship it?
It wouldn't be that hard, I don't think, to add color. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. That'll take us like another hour of work. We can't do that. I know. It's ridiculous.
Right. All right, Break. What do we got next?
Maybe just live.
I could also see it from a challenge perspective. Like, how many shades of a certain grays and blacks can we do to make this really stand out?
I guess. Yeah. I guess. I mean, okay. All right, Break.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Moon releases for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 on December 16th. Ooh, there you go. Sometimes referred to as Moon Remix RPG Adventure, this game is known for defying the unwrapping common RPG tropes. Defying and unwrapping common RPG genre tropes. Publisher Onion Games calls Moon an anti-RPG, and the game was a large source of inspiration for Undertale. It originally released on the original PlayStation in 1997, mm-hmm. and never came to America. I don't know what they mean by anti-RPG.
Yeah, I was going to say anti-RPG, just make another genre
game. Because, like, you're not killing monsters, you're rescuing them.
Yeah.
You're, like, killing the people? That'd be cool.
monsters.
No, you're being a...
I mean, you can't beat the monsters and invade the town and stuff?
No, you're being a goody two-shoes in this game.
That's every RPG.
Yeah.
That's why I mean, the games that let you be the bad guys, because you're always the good guy.
If anything, this game is a precursor to Tulip, which instead of rescuing monsters, you're kissing all the townspeople.
Yeah, there's no combat. You gather love to level up. Characters with their own lives and routines save the spirits of murdered monsters. And share
so is this like the French version of kissing? Like you're kissing them on the cheeks? Or
No.
You surrender.
Like kiss them on the lips, or is this tongue?
Yeah. Killing the innocent people like in Mario. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's actually true, because, like, apparently in the instruction manual, they described, like, all the, like, blocks, like, the breakable blocks and the question mark blocks, being turned into those things by Bowser's magic.
Yeah.
So... And even the Goombas are also transformed citizens that you're supposedly killing.
They're all innocent, man. Mario's a murderer. Let's move on to something better. coming to us live from RPGsite.net, Disgaea RPG to release in English on Steam. That's between December of this year and quarter one of next year. So... about 4 months' time, we'll have it on PC, guys. Disgaea in English on Steam. So there you go. If you've been waiting for that one, here you go.
I say supposedly killing because, like, when people seem to, like, act like Ridley and Super Metroid dies in that game. But, like, that might have just been a game mechanic to clear him from the screen. Yeah. What if, like, the real story was that he ran away?
Yeah. There you go. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Because supposedly you killed Big Boss in the original Metal Gear, but he also comes back in Metal Gear 2, and you supposedly kill him then, but he's back in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah.
And then you star as him in Metal Gear 6, or Metal Gear Solid 6.
Yeah.
Or 3.
All right, Eric, what do we got?
It's 5.
5, okay.
Yes.
All right, Eric.
The next one would be... Archvale. It's got a release date. December 2nd. So you can shoot slimes and pick up plums with the demo.
Ooh.
Which is also available now.
Yeah. What did they use? RPG Maker for this game? Or
no, it looks way too minimalistic for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here are some key features. Play your way. Augment the character via badges, allowing players to create a build that suits their playstyle. Mastery is key. Skill-based bullet hell combat will put players' weapons of choice to the test and require precision and speed to succeed. And over 200 weapons and armor using items gathered from the environment. So there's crafting, I guess. And you could explore the world and discover the truth with the dark lore of the world. It says also coming. Let's say it's coming Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, PC, and PC has both Steam and Humble Store as platforms.
Yeah. Casino Thanks is in chat.
Oh, and it's coming to Game Pass too. So if you've got that, you can just check it out.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way of checking it out. Game Pass is killing PlayStation's equivalent, by the way. I will say that.
Well, I don't know. PlayStation Now has... A lot of people don't know this. PlayStation Now, like, all the PS4 games, and I think even PS3 games are now being allowed to be downloaded. And if that's not true, I think they're planning to do that soon.
I hope so. But, that would help them a lot.
But if you count the streaming-only games... collectively, there's 400 games on there, and they never swap out. They're just there, unlike Game Pass.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that is one plus, but I still think Game Pass is a better option. Like, they just have...
But even if we're just talking strictly PS4 games, which are allowed to be downloaded, that's still a little more games that Game Pass probably has concurrently at any given point.
Maybe. All right, Breakman, what do we got next?
Huh? What? Who? Oh, yeah. Me? Yeah, I'm coming to this live from RPG site. Cyberpunk horror CRPG Mecha Jammer releases on December 2nd for PC. That's an interesting name, Mecha Jammer. Cyberpunk horror CRPG was revealed at the PC gaming show earlier this year. However, the game actually began life as a Kickstarter project titled Copper Dreams, which was successfully funded in 2016. A tactical cyberpunk turn-based RPG set on an off-world grindhouse jungle colony. Skulk through the shadows or charge in guns blazing, recruit a unique party for large squad-based assaults as your adventure plunges you deep into the city's secrets. That actually kind of sounds interesting.
Yeah, it looks good, man. I mean, I'm looking at it. It looks decent, man. I mean, it's not... it's not my bag of tea or anything, but...
It's called Mecha Jammer, so we better be, like, hijacking mechs with cyber hacking.
I know, right? I mean, it does look cool. I mean, it looks cool.
Yeah, Eric's right. If that's not in there, I'm going to complain.
I'll watch somebody play the shit out of this game for sure, but to play it myself, I'm not great at those type of games to begin with, and I don't... I mean, I have a Mac, so I'm not... I'm out already, but... You know,
it's really dark, though.
It is dark. We've talked about that plenty.
Like,
of times.
I know that's like cyberpunk's aesthetic, but they're still more colorful than what I'm seeing here.
Yeah. Okay. Last story, guys, comes to us from RPGsite.net. Papa Nier lives as a Reginald Nier, and other RPGs are added to Xbox backward compatibility. Speaking of FPS boosts, some previously backward compatible RPGs are getting some love. Dragon Age Origins, Dragon Age 2, Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion, which I like Oblivion quite a bit. Not as much as Skyrim, but I like Oblivion. Fable 3, Fable Anniversary, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Final Fantasy 13-2, Lightning Returns, and Final Fantasy 13 have all received the FPS boost treatment.
The game's called Lightning Returns Final Fantasy 13. So 13 is already on Game Pass, but it's not getting...
You're right, Eric. 13 is not getting the boost, but the other two are. So
here are the games that are available through BC now. 50 Cent, Blood on the Sand, Aces of the Galaxy, Advent Rising, Adventure Time, The Secret of the Nameless Kingdom, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, Make the Grade, Avatar, The Last Airbender, The Burning Earth, Bankshot Billiards 2, Beautiful Katamari, Binary Domain, Black College Football Experience, Doug Williams Edition, Cloning Clyde, Conan, Darwinia Plus, Dead or Alive Ultimate, Dead or Alive 3, Dead or Alive 4, Death by Cube, Disney Universe, Disney's Chicken Little, Elements of Destruction, Fear, Fear 2, Project Origin, Fear 3, Fear Files, The First Templar, Gladius, Gun Valkyrie, Islands of Wakfu, Lego, The Lord of the Rings, Manhunt, Max Payne, Max Payne 2, Vault, Max Payne, Max Payne 3, Mini Ninjas, Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, MX,
Break is Exiled, ATV,
Alive, MX versus ATV, Untamed, Nier, Novadrome, Oddworld, Oni Chanbara, Bikini Samurai Squad.
I play that game way too much.
Otogi, Myth of Demons, Otogi, Immortal Warriors, which are now available digitally, so you could buy them for $20 each.
Yeah.
They weren't before, but the outfit, Outpost, Kalaki X, Quake Arena Arcade, Raw, Realms of Agent War, Red Dead Revolver, Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City, which sucks, don't play it.
Yeah.
Ridge Racer 6, Rio, Risen 2, Rock of Ages, Sacred 2, Scramble, Screwjumper, Secret Weapons Over Normandy, Skate 2, SpongeBob SquarePants Underpants Slam, SpongeBob's Truth or Dare, Star Wars Starfighter, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, Star Wars The Clone Wars, Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, Switchball, Thrillville, Thrillville, Off the Rails, Time Pilot. Why Time Pilot? That's an XBLA game. Time Splitters 2. Time Splitters Future Perfect.
Whoa, Time Splitters. That's a series that needs to come back.
I agree. I 100% agree.
Toy Story Mania. Vandal Hearts Flames of Judgment. Viva Pinata Party Animals. Which you could already play through the retro replay if you wanted to. But this is just the base game.
I mean, the Fear games would be fun to play in 60 FPS.
And the last one is Warlords. Where's my Magna Carta 2 or Resonance of Fate?
I know.
You put Time Pilot in over that.
I know.
That was Time Pilot.
Yeah, over Magna Carta?
Supposedly, it's the last backwards compatibility update, but they said that the last time. So who knows how true that is? It's the last one for this year, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, we're going to skip homie discounts because we got plenty of Black Friday stuff coming up. We'll be talking about Breakman. Do I hit your music at all?
No, but I do have there's a couple comments in here I can read real quick.
All right.
One from Slegar was saying, I better stop for supplies on my way home. First it's RP Grinders, then Cowboy Bebop, then the Wheel of Time. And I'm assuming he means the Cowboy Bebop, the new series.
Is that out?
Slayer, the games I was listing aren't FPS boosted. Those are just games that you can finally play on the Xbox Series X
now. Ah, gotcha.
Or the Xbox One, depending on your platform that you have.
Is the live action series out today?
It's out. It's been out, I think, since Wednesday or something.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that. I would have probably tried to watch that. It looks really good, man.
At least I think maybe it came out today, but I thought it came out earlier in the week. I could be wrong.
Looks really good. All right, what else you got? Breakman.
Okay, I got a meme from Freak, which is a picture of that guy, that kid pretending to cry on the stage, that murderer. And it says, drier than Ben Shapiro's wife. over the fake tears. He also sent me this one, which is from Freak. One of the squirrels knocked out our power today. It chewed through the power line and killed itself.
Yes.
That was a suicide bomber. That was a warning. That means more coming. Be warned, Freak. Get ready. Get your pellet gun and whatever you need. Just get ready.
I know. Everyone in at least the first Super Mario game except Bowser were the citizens of Mushroom Kingdom that Bowser turned into. Yeah, we know. We went over that, Freak 5.
Plumber comes around just stomping on everything.
I know. He's a
fireballs and shit.
I know. He's a fucking. There's been
Maybe that's why the princess gets captured by Bowser. She's not getting captured. She's being rescued.
Yeah. Exactly.
Looking at it all wrong.
What was that game? I think it was called Braid, and that's the premise of that. Like you're, it's sort of like Mario, but it's got like this weird mechanic where you can rewind time and stuff. And you know, spoilers, everybody. Like you're the bad guy in that game. You know, so it kind of goes off of that riff, man. I mean, that's kind of what that game's about. But yeah, it's like what if Mario was the bad guy the whole time? You know.
He was tripping on mushrooms, so maybe he wasn't completely in his faculties.
That's true, too. Maybe he was like, you know, those mushrooms.
Too. I mean, they made him huge and shit.
Right.
And then he starts eating plants that make him shoot fireballs.
I know. Yeah, I mean, mess with it a bit. I mean, in real life, he'd probably be shooting shit out of his ass instead of fireballs, right. But, you know. But,
and I just can't imagine how pissed he'd be by, like, the third or fourth castle. I'm sorry, Mario. Princess is another castle.
Right.
Like, at that point, like,
there's a whole mental aspect. Him? Yeah.
Like, kill that guy and start killing everything.
Right.
From there on out. Like,
right.
This is ridiculous.
That's exactly right, man. All right, Break, you have anything else?
That's it.
All right. Let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Break?
A little bit more of the Breath of the Wild and Back for Blood, but I probably won't be playing much more Black for the Blood and Back for Blood for a while. It needs updates badly.
Yeah,
like they've really got to fix the AI, and there's some what I'm trying to say here difficulty issues with it and such that need to be fixed. A lot of rebalancing. Yeah, that needs to be done.
Isn't that the same?
The reason, like, I'm not going to play it for a while.
Yeah.
The reason I'm not going to play it for a while is because Halo stealth released the online beta this week.
Yeah, they did. I don't know.
The Halo Infinite beta has been taking up most of my time.
Just the multiplayer, right?
Yes, it's just the multiplayer, and it's not all the features of the multiplayer. Like, they said there's not going to be... Like, they announced that there's a bunch of features not coming out until later next year and stuff.
Yeah.
And this is only the beta, so they've kind of kept some features back from it, too.
Yeah.
But they've already done some updates to it, like the progression system's already been updated.
How does it play, Break? Is it playing pretty good? I mean, is it...
Yeah, it's like Halo. I mean, if you've played Halo before, this is one of the more modern ones where it's fast. It's based around speed as opposed to the older ones where it was based more on... slower and methodical, maybe, I would say. Because you can run now, like, in, I guess, since the fourth or third one, maybe.
So they took a cue from, like, Doom, is what you're saying.
I guess. But it's like, yeah, you can run and climb and stuff, and they added a slide move this time. But my favorite new thing they've added is grapple shock turns you into fucking Spider-Man.
Right on.
I don't know how I feel about the games as a service aspect of the game, though, because, like, they've got battle passes, just like Fortnite.
Yeah, like, I don't see anything in here to say you can unlock for free, really. Like, it seems... well, there's, like, a couple things you can unlock by leveling up, but it seems most of everything has to be bought, and... Yeah, I think I'll just wait for the full game to come out, and
see what happens then. Yeah. All right. Well, that's
cool. Yeah, so far, I'm loving it. They've added a new game type and a new vehicle just for that game type. You know, like, capture the flag, you go to any base and get a flag. Instead of going for a flag, they put these, like, batteries that you go and collect, and then you try and get them back to your own base and charge them.
Are you kidding me? They did that one car game, Rocket League?
Rocket League did.
Well, I mean, you don't need the vehicle to go get them. I'm just saying they've put a vehicle in there, which is specifically helpful for it. It's like, it's sort of like the Warthog, but it's not like a vehicle transport or a weapon transport. It's for you to haul multiple people on, and that's it. No, it's not like Rocket League.
That's interesting. I mean, that's kind of cool. Nice little nifty addition. I'm sure there'll be a couple more surprises when the real deal comes out.
And several new guns, definitely interesting ones, like kind of a, it sort of reminds me of the gun from Dead Space, you know how it shoots like a line?
Oh, I like that. I like that gun quite a bit, man.
Yeah, they've had a gun like that. They've replaced the old shotgun with a new shotgun, which seems very similar to me. And there's some other guns, like a lightning type gun. It reminds me of the sniper rifle from Unreal Championship.
Ooh, okay. That's cool.
Trying to think what else. There's one that kind of explodes and causes, like, fire around the people, around their feet and stuff, which is kind of cool. It reminds me of the old incineration cannon, but sort of different.
Yeah.
And there's stuff like that.
I used to like that one gun. I can't remember what... It's been a while since I played any Halo games, Break, but there was a gun where you, like, like shot it and it splat on whoever you got it on, and it like caused damage. It was a fucking cool gun. But
it's
not,
sort of like that. Yeah, but I don't know which gun you're talking about, but it is sort of like that. And they're returning guns that are like the assault rifle, sniper rifle, the needler, of course. It wouldn't be Halo without a needler, you know.
Slagar says, is there Dead Space for Oculus? God, that would be terrifying, Slagar.
I know. I don't know if I'd want to play
oh
that.
Oh, my God. I don't think I could.
I don't think there's a... Like, I don't think there's... In there? Yeah.
The original Dead Space and Dead Space 2 are some of the scariest games I've ever fucking played in my life.
I don't think there's a specific Dead Space VR, but I think there are mods out there that can convert the game for use with an Oculus or something.
Well, that's kind of cool. I mean, you know, but that's, I mean, oof. I mean, that's crazy, man.
That requires extra steps, but it's something you could do if you wanted.
Yeah.
Like, all right, break. Just looking around, just turning your head and stuff, and you're getting jumped and scared.
Oh, my God.
Right in your living room.
Those
like,
fucking...
Fuck, God, shit, fuck.
The Necromorphs at the time were, like, the number one scariest, like newcomer... kind of monsters, man. Like when that game came out, Break, holy fuck was that game scary, man. And Dead Space 2 like amped it up. Like it was
And they added a huge twist. Like up to that point, most every enemy you fought, it's like shoot it in the head, shoot it in the head. Now right. That's when you aim for the limbs.
Limbs, yeah. Yeah, you aim for the limbs. That was the best way to do it, for sure.
Yep.
Anything else, Break?
No. I'm just, after this, I'm going to get food and play more Halo tonight.
All so, right. Eric.
Anyone wants on with Halo, just message me.
Yeah.
I think like out of the 11 FPS boosted games that they announced, I think the Dead Space games were all of them are basically on 60 now.
Well, that's cool.
You've got a Series S.
That's really cool.
Or X. Or...
Unlabeled YouTube links. I'm in. Yeah, what is that, Eric? The YouTube.
It's somebody's showing you how to set up VR so you can play Dead Space with it.
Oh, there you go, Slagar, right there. That would be scary as fuck, though. Break, holy shit, that would be scary. I mean, that game scared. I mean, there was one section I can't remember if it was one or two. Break, man, where like you go outside, right, and then you don't hear anything because obviously.
Yeah.
And it was fucking scary as fuck. The necromorphs would show up out of nowhere, and you're like shooting them, and there's no sound, and it's like so unnerving, man. That section should have won multiple awards in itself, man. That right there was fucking great gameplay making. I mean,
there was a time when those elevators, you know, like the elevator was always like the safe space, but they twisted it towards the end, like suddenly you get attacked in that safe space.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that part was fucking scary to me. Like
the very beginning, I'll never forget of that of one Break, man, where you go through the elevator and you're not really sure of the mechanics of everything, and you know you have to slow down the kind of like the door because it was like going back and forth real fast, and you couldn't get there through there without getting hurt. And that, I mean, just totally unnerving, man. They knocked the atmosphere out of the park with that game. Like they took the best elements of Alien and Silent Hill and Resident Evil, and they put it all in that game, man. It was fucking awesome, man. Those are great games for sure. All right, Eric, what you been playing, man?
I've been playing Final Fantasy 13. I'm doing it as a part of a retrospective, and I'm basically just gathering research, and I also want to get all the achievements, because why not? It's on Game Pass, so I'm going to do it if I don't have to pay for it. And it was something I decided to play while I came to the conclusion I didn't want to get too deep into Shin Megami Tensei V, which I've also been playing, because Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl came out today, and I want to play that instead, because it's going to be a shorter game.
Yeah.
So I'd rather get the shorter game out of the way.
Yeah.
Or you could just admit you're addicted to Pokemon. It's okay.
That's probably true too, man. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not that addicted to Pokemon. I would have played Generation 7 by now if that were the case.
Well, it's okay. I mean...
Or Gen 8, sorry. That's what I meant.
You're mildly addicted. You're functionally addicted then.
I'm not going to play I'm not going to play Pokemon Sword until I played Let's Go, cuz I kind of want to play them in chronological order, but this game is a little bit different since it's a remake, and it's a minimalistic looking remake from the overworld perspective, cuz everything's all chibi looking. Okay. And it still has that perspective that the DS one has.
Okay.
Other than that, that's all I've really been doing.
Yeah. I can't remember which Pokemon game I played, but I never got into it. I know they're super popular.
Saw a bunch of movies over the course of like this week, though.
You know what I never understood? Like, the people who are in the Pokemon Snap. Like, those games always... Like, I understand the appeal of Pokemon, but Pokemon Snap I just do not get.
Yeah.
I get the appeal of Pokemon Snap. I just don't get the appeal of Pokemon Snap for the 64 specifically, because the frame rate is so bad in that, and it's like a very like simple idea that isn't taking as far as the new one goes.
Yeah. Mm. Sega says he's
I don't remember which one it was at the time when I had a store, but I put one of them into it for and was just watching a kid play, and I was like, so it's just you take pictures?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if I want a game like that, I'll play Fatal Frame, you know.
I go to the zoo and take a camera with me.
Yeah, there you go. Slager says, love the series and movies and stuff. Game? Nah. Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, that reminds me. Is the Fatal Frame 5 re-release on sale anywhere on PSN or Xbox or Switch?
No, I haven't seen that on sale, Eric, at all. I've been playing Phoenix Rising. Speaking of sales, I recommend people pick that game up. $15 right now at Best Buy. So, I mean, you can't get much better. I know it's a Ubisoft game, and Ubisoft games always go down in price. But, I mean, I think $15 is a very solid price for that game. I think it deserved better. I mean, I know Ubisoft has its issues and the way it treats its employees, but man, they really did a good job with the Phoenix Rising. I think it's solid. That's what I've been playing. So,
Pokemon Snap would probably be a lot more fun if you weren't on rails and you could just freely explore and take pictures at your leisure. But yeah, and a good step for that would be to use the Pokemon Legends Arceus engine for that and just let you take pictures.
Yeah,
and have that be the focus of the game instead of, you know, a track. Ooh. Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on, guys, to
RP Grinders Reviews.
All right, Eric, let's do these rapid fire, because we don't have a ton of time. Your reviews, you have a bunch.
Yeah, Garden of Words, this is a 45-minute short film made by Makoto Shinkai, who did Your Name and Weathering With You and Tatami Galaxy and a couple other things, but... it's very similar to those last two I mentioned. Not to Tommy Galaxy, but Your Name and Weathering With You, because it's about a boy and a girl, but the girl's actually teacher at the school. No,
I was just kidding. Sorry.
They're a teacher at a school that you don't know about this until later, but she's a teacher at his school, and he apparently didn't know because she's been absent a lot. And you'll find out the reason for that over the course of the 45 minutes. And they're both dealing with alienation issues. And they basically open up to each other about that and basically deal with their problems that way. And then it all comes to a head and then the movie's over. But I did like it because it's kind of a nice take on the... student teacher shouldn't have a relationship, but two people can have a relationship that's platonic, even though they're members of the opposite sex.
No, they can't. I mean, sorry. What?
Yes, they can. Shut up, Rake. You don't have to go there.
All right, what are we giving that?
I'll give it a 7. I feel like maybe the movie could have a little bit more time to expand on some things. But it was on Netflix. It's not available there, so if you don't want to watch it, you're going to probably have to pirate it. Because it's not on any streaming service that I know of at the moment. It didn't move from one place to another. But the other review I have is for Venom: Let There Be Carnage.
And, no spoilers.
What?
No spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
Basically, I thought it was better than the first Venom. It doesn't take as long for it to get interesting, because it doesn't have to go through the rigmarole of introducing the character. And the only conflict that exists in this is him having to deal with living with Venom. And then there's a storyline with Cletus and how he makes a friendship with Carnage, and him busting out and trying to rescue his girlfriend from the wherever she is. I don't know what the hell Gravencroft is. They don't really explain it. Is it like a mutant experiment place or something? Because they never directly reference mutant, because I guess they still technically can't, because even though the Disney has Fox now, they're still Sony, so they can't really mention mutants. Because I think that's who Shriek is supposed to be.
That's weird. Right.
But, I can give this one a 7.5. It's fun.
Okay. I want to check
that out. The Eternals. I feel like much like the Snyder cut of Justice League, it's way too long for its own good, but I feel like most of that's actually necessary. They could have probably trimmed here and there, though, to make it a little bit shorter. But, in case anybody doesn't know, the Eternals are, most people won't, because most people don't read comics, and even if they did, they're kind of obscure.
Yeah, this isn't one that's like a main line that anybody really cared about. I know they had their fans, I'm not saying that.
They're basically a group of people that were commissioned by the Celestials to protect the planet from deviants, which are monsters. But you learn later that there's some more stuff to that, and the plot becomes about them trying to find a way to stop the planet from blowing up, basically. And that's all I can really say without spoiling too much.
They didn't seem to care very much when Thanos killed half the galaxy, but whatever.
Yeah, but that was way after.
There's a reason for that.
I've heard there is. I don't want to know.
Although there's a big plot hole there, because if you read the comics, Thanos is an Eternal.
Yeah. Well, continue on.
Which, if that's the case, then like, why was he allowed to do whatever the fuck he wanted without any kind of repercussions? That's what I want to know.
Alright.
And I don't think that will be answered in the next movie because of what happened in the previous films.
Alright, what...
Unless one character explains it, but... But I'm going to give this movie an 8.
Okay, pretty good. Okay. Yeah. Are there after credits...
There's two of them.
All right,
and I don't know what the last one alludes to, because I don't know enough about comics to know what the significance of this guy pulling out a sword is. His first name is Dean, but I don't know what relevance that has to who his character is.
Okay, what else you got?
Anyways, Ghostbusters Afterlife is. For all the people who hated the female Ghostbuster movie for one reason or another and have super nostalgia, this is for you. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad for everybody else, because it's still an enjoyable movie. It's just, I feel like one of its crutches is actually relying too much on the past. specifically the first film, because it doesn't seem to reference the second movie at all, which almost makes me think that the second Ghostbusters movie was a soft reboot intended for a younger audience, because there's no foul language or dirty jokes in the second Ghostbusters movie, at least by that movie's time period standards. Yeah. It was 89, but like 89 was basically 90s at that point. By the time it released in theaters, anyway, because I remember seeing it when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah. So, what are you giving Ghostbusters Afterlife, right,
Eric? I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
All right, 7.5 is decent enough. Anything else, Eric?
And it has 2 post-credit sequences for. So, if you see it in the theaters, make sure you stick around for that.
All right. Breakman, do you have any reviews?
Also, there's one more thing I have to say. Okay. CG Harold Ramis is just creepy, especially when they don't talk, because he can't, because they have no recorded lines, because he's dead.
Okay, Breakman, any reviews? Do we lose Breakman?
Maybe.
Hey, are you on mute, Break, by chance?
I think he ran away because I was talking with Ghostbusters.
Probably. Hey, Breakman, you there? All right. I will go with my reviews. I have 3 real quick ones. First movie is Spore. And Spore is a movie about a killer disease born from fungus in the air, and this movie is more, to me, it's more of an anthology than anything. It does have some beautiful shots, but it's really discombobulated. I'm going to give it a solid 6. It's worth a watch, but it's nothing, you know, major.
Wait, you mean this movie's called Spore and has nothing to do with Will Wright's game?
Yeah, no, nothing at all. let's see, what others call Ghost Hunting? Oh, how dare you, Freak 5. Yeah, Spore gets a 6 out of 10. It's at the Redbox. It's definitely, it's maybe worth a dollar rental, $1.85, whatever you pay.
Frank is so old, he sees the TV show Ghost Hunter and he gets infuriated.
Walking off this show, Eric. Son of a bitch. Second movie is a Nicolas Cage movie called Prisoners of Ghostland. If anybody's been following like Nicolas Cage's movies of late, most of them have been batshit fucking crazy in a good way. You know, there's that batshit crazy Nicolas Cage shit show like Ghost Rider and those type of movies. And then there's great movies like Mandy and Color of Space and stuff like that. This is along those lines, right? It's not as good as those aforementioned movies, but it's still pretty fucking good. It's basically it's set in kind of a weird alternative universe where Japan is kind of the Wild West type deal, and Bill Moseley is in it as the quote unquote governor, and it's one of these situations where the governor it reminds me a lot of Escape from New York in that Nicolas Cage is fitted with the suit that, you know, will explode on impact if he does anything wrong. Or hits a woman, apparently. Like, you can't hit women in this suit. So it just basically prevents him from killing the person that he's rescuing is kind of the hook there.
How does it tell if it's a woman, though?
It's not explained, man. It's one of these weird, like, I mean, the fight sequences in this movie are fantastic. It's a lot of that martial arts stuff. Like,
the only thing I could think of is that there's a hidden camera on that suit somewhere.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, probably. I mean, it did look like that type of suit. It's got there's a great part. There's like different parts that can blow up depending on what happens in his adventures. And one of them's on on the left nut, and one of them's on the right nut. And
the hell?
Yeah, and one of his nuts gets blown off. I mean, it's a batshit crazy movie, man. It's pretty cool. I do like it. I give it a solid 7 out of 10. I think it's a good movie to watch. Yeah,
I think you didn't sell Frank on or Break on this because he heard nuts exploding.
I mean, you got to watch it even for that. I mean, that alone is a good selling point. Because you're always wondering, like, is any of this stuff going to explode the whole movie? But I don't know. I thought,
put Nicolas Cage as national treasure. He doesn't deserve to get his nuts, even in a movie where it's pretend.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't in this movie either. I mean, it's the best way I can describe this movie, Prisoners of Ghostland, is a fever dream. Because that's the way it plays out. Like a weird...
Is this a movie that you can stream anywhere?
No, I got it at Redbox for $1.85. It's worth the $1.85. You guys should check it out. But
I still need to watch The Lighthouse, which is just apparently now free on Amazon Prime, so I don't have to pay a thing for it.
There you go. I mean, Lighthouse is a good movie. I reviewed that before. But Prisoners of Ghostland plays like a Japanese Wild West fever dream, is the best way that I can put it. So... quick poll, lose left nut or right nut? Ooh, that's a tough call, Slager. Probably left.
This is your dominant nut.
Yeah. I would probably, yeah, I said 7.5 out of 10. It's a good movie. I would definitely check it out. Prisoners of Ghostland is batshit crazy. Everything that you expect, Nicolas Cage, to be in this movie, he is, and it's awesome. All right, the last movie, I finally saw Shang-Chi. I think I agree with most of what Eric said, but...
It's Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi. But anyways, I really enjoyed this movie. It was unexpected. Basic plot, like nothing majorly different about kind of the superhero tropey type stuff. But I did like the origin story of Shang-Chi. And it, I mean, the fight sequences are almost unmatched. I mean, it just really...
I do like, though, that this new direction of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is going in, where they're just... I feel like they're almost done with all the military stuff, and now they're going into the fantasy stuff, which is what I want.
Yeah. And it definitely hits on the fantasy aspect of the comics, and that's really good. I do like it. Shang-Chi is the precursor for the Mandarin, which the Mandarin was a big nemesis of Iron Man in the comics for the comic readers out there. So I don't know how they're going to reconcile a few things, but nonetheless, the action sequences in Shang-Chi is just, I mean, it's mesmerizing, some of the shit that happens in the movie.
Well, they said the Ten Rings will return, so that implies that implies that they're going to have a spinoff series with just the Ten Rings.
Yeah, yeah.
In conjunction with Shang-Chi.
Yeah, I liked it. I like this movie quite a bit. I'm going to give this an 8.5 out of 10. I thought there were like I said, there were some cliched kind of superhero-y tropes that you know, probably can't be avoided. I mean, I have high hopes for like series like the Moon Knight series and stuff like that, where they do things slightly differently. But Shang-Chi is a strong movie for sure. I liked it quite a bit, so check it out for sure. It's free on Disney Plus right now if you have Disney Plus. All right,
I said when I did my review, I didn't like Awkwafina's character. It's not like that. I didn't like Awkwafina's character. I don't like her black exploitation accent. I think it ruins her character.
Which one was Awkwafina, the sister or the girlfriend?
The friend.
I liked her quite a bit, man, in that movie. I think she was a highlight of the movie, for sure. Okay, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your stinko of the week.
I got a couple of them. I've talked about a little bit about gerrymandering in Ohio, and it's so bad that even our governor, a Republican who is staunchly against abortion and is trying to do everything he can to fight that, even he thinks that the Republican Ohio Congress is going too far.
Yeah,
and they're forcing through their just complete bullshit redistricting rules.
Does it make you not even want to vote, Breakman? Is it to that point, like, where you're just like, so
I already wasn't voting until Trump showed up, you know what I mean? Like, my goal is to go back to not voting, basically. But now I'm kind of worried about the future because of, well, just how bad things are getting. And I'll get to that with my second stinko.
Okay.
That goes to, you know, well, last week I talked about Paul Gosar, the psycho dentist, congressman.
Yes.
Who
yes.
decided to release a video of him killing his coworkers. Well, he was punished this week, a wrist slap, basically. You know, he was censured. Will be, that doesn't really do anything. He still has the ability to do what he did.
Which still in was, committees and all that shit.
No, yeah. No. What he did, I think they're trying to get him out of it. But what he did was immediately after he was censured, he went and re-sent the tweet.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. The tweet that got him in trouble in the first place, he re-sent it. After that, he retweeted it. You can't fucking do anything to me. Yeah. Blah, 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 here. Like, yeah. Shoving it right in our faces.
Yeah. Slagar says it's Marvel, probably the Nine Rings, so you have to come back for the 10th. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Breakman.
That's the name of the organization his dad had, and he still has the actual rings.
He was making a yoke. Yep. All right, yeah, Breakman. Crazy.
But that'd be kind of funny, though, if they made a plot about him losing one of the rings and having to find it again.
Yeah. Any other thoughts, Breakman?
I'm disgusted with the politicians. They're raising the violence. They're just making an example of that. And with what happened today, murder is apparently fine in America. It's now legal.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about that. Eric, speaking of, your stinko of the week.
My stinko is the verdict itself. Like, I guess it's all on our minds. I can't really think of anything else that tops that, though.
Legalized murder? Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what else to call it.
Look, I watched videos. It's gray, guys. It's really, really fucking gray. I mean, I'm with you. I wished it wouldn't have happened. I don't think he should have been out there. I think the charges should have included things like discharging a firearm in a public place. I mean, I think there should have been some type of weapons charges. Like, I'm for the Second Amendment, but when you take your gun out of your...
No, that's what I want to know, though. It's like, are they actually going to have a second trial for the possession of illegal firearms?
No.
No, the judge just...
It's over. It's done. That's it. I mean, he's off.
The judge did a lot of things that were just really controversial.
Yeah.
And a lot of rude things. Like, what kind of asshole doesn't turn his fucking phone off? A murder trial, an asshole took like multiple phone calls, you know?
I'm going to
and coddling the defendant to like the point of like infancy. I mean,
all right, look, let's save this because
you're supposed to be impartial and pass a verdict, but you're being very partial.
Yeah, I was not happy with the prosecutors either. We'll talk about this. Let's save this, okay, guys, because it's good conversation. Freak 5 says...
And I think even allowing him to pick two jurors for dismissal is like, not on.
I don't care which jurors would have been in there, Eric. Yeah. The verdict would have been the same.
I know.
It's
a concession that he didn't need to make that he made.
Yeah, so. Hold on. Let's hold on to this conversation. I want to keep this for free-for-all. Freak 5 says, Stinko, my mother-in-law, got scammed by some guy overseas. Her bank account got overdrawn from her rent this month because of the money she had sent him. Supposedly, he sent her a box of cash that is in the mail. She broke up with him, and his colleagues contacted her and told her that he killed himself by throwing himself in the river. Oh, boy. It's that old, prey on senior citizen type thing, I'm guessing, Freak 5 and... Oh boy, that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that, Freak 5. I got scammed out of a ton of money, but differently with crypto. But anyways, I hate scams, man. Anybody's susceptible to scams. I mean, it can happen to anybody for sure. We're gonna hold our Rittenhouse talk for a little bit later, guys. I promise. We'll get back into it. My stinko this week. I've had to cover two multiple shooting scenes in Aurora in the span of 5 days, guys. I kid you not. There was six people that I got shot in Aurora near Central High School in Aurora. That was not considered a school shooting, even though it did involve students, but it was away from the campus, so they didn't consider it a school shooting. Today, I just got back right before the show and covered a scene where at Hinckley High School, which I used to be a peer counselor at, where three students were injured, and two of they all ended up in the hospital. I don't have any updates on whether or not, you know, those people's conditions are okay or not. So in the span of a week, I've had to cover two multiple shootings at or near schools. So, Breakman, your, you know, ongoing crusade to bring this to the forefront, it's happening everywhere, man. And it seems like I'm covering more and more of them.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to say. It's like the violence is really escalating. I've never seen the violence to a level that it is right now.
It's getting worse and worse.
Speaking of violence, I guess I do have another stinko. But I did not see it on anybody else's list, but I'll mention it here. But Kotick was apparently in on some of the abuse. He knew about it, and he was actually responsible for some of it.
What a shock there. What a shocker there, Eric. I mean, breaking
and
news.
And, of course, their zero-tolerance policy does not extend to the CEO.
How dare you, Freak Five?
Because the board's all been bought by a bunch of good old boys who are all his friends.
Yeah. I wasn't done with my stinko, Eric, but we'll go ahead and talk about your stinko. Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. That's really all right. I need to add.
So we're going to talk about this, too. We're going to talk about some gun violence and other thoughts that I've been thinking of. And it kind of ties – this is going to sound strange. And bear with me, Breakman. It's when I say – what I'm going to say, you're going to kind of laugh and think it's something different. But honkers, and I'm not talking the ones that you grab for sexual pleasure. I'm talking about the people that honk their horns, all right?
Mm.
There is a difference between a honk to let somebody know that you're there, which is definitely warranted in most cases, and then there's those extra rude honkers, right? That lay on their horn.
Like, hurry up and
I can
pull
add
out.
This.
Yeah,
I
was gonna say they lay on their horn to let you know that they're in so much distress that you know they can't wait for two fucking seconds. All right, I was thinking Bernie, and this is gonna tie into the shootings and stuff too. I was taking Bernie to work today. And I was behind a bus, a public transportation bus. And, of course, those buses pull over. And sometimes there's not enough room for them to pull over all the way to where it doesn't block the lane that you're in. And you have to be patient and wait. Or you could be like the jackass behind me and just lay on your horn to let me know that you're behind me. And you're frustrated because you have to wait an extra fucking 5 seconds for somebody to enter that fucking bus. And I got so upset. I didn't honk back because what's the fucking point? And I got upset and I thought about talking about this on the show today. And we're going to talk about this in Free For All as well. But there's a simple thing called patience that I want to talk about later on. Breakman, you wanted to say honkers.
You know, many times I've mentioned how I live next to a train, and many times I've had to mute myself because the train's going by.
Yes, yes.
Well, the train tracks are right in front of my house. Many, many times people get caught behind tracks, they get impatient, they'll start honking their horns. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they think they're going to accomplish.
Yeah.
All you're doing is annoying the people who live in the houses. The train isn't going to get out of your fucking way. I don't know what you're doing.
You know, this happened to me recently, but I was pulling into the Dunkin' Donuts once on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And the person behind me was, I think it was the person behind me. It could have not been, but it sounded like it was. And it might not even be me personally, but like, They needed to really get ahead of me, even though I was turning slowly into the parking lot drive through.
Yeah,
because I don't want to like run into a car or something.
There is a big difference. Okay, number one, I was in the right. Right, I was behind a bus,
right.
And I was not going to risk getting into the other lane, whether or not there was someone else going to get in that lane or not, or there was nobody in the next lane to me, and I could have went around, right? But I chose not to because, A, maybe I didn't see somebody in the blind spot, for one, or
you're
B...
You're not really supposed to go around the bus, though. Don't they have that, like, stop? This is a school bus, right?
No, not a school bus. It was, like, a public transportation bus.
Oh, okay.
It's other times when, like, people will honk at me to, like, make a turn out of the freeway or something. Yeah. Like, no, there's cars there. I don't feel comfortable pulling in.
So, basically, what I'm saying is, like the other reason I didn't get into that lane is because I couldn't trust the truck behind me. This big-ass fucking... what if he got in that lane and I happened to get in that lane just a split second after him? He would have hit me, right? And he was an aggressive driver. It's obvious. Like, he laid on his horn and just, you know, kind of jarred me because he had this big old Dodge truck, right, with this big horn.
Yeah, that's a loud horn. Yeah.
It's a loud horn. And I'm like, okay, you made your point. I'm not doing anything wrong. I mean, you're upset for some reason. So he gets all pissed off. And sure enough, he gets in the other lane and speeds off, right? And I'm the asshole, right? I'm the asshole for waiting for this car. Not to mention, I couldn't
There needs to be a Twitter thread for, am I the asshole for traffic situations?
Right. I mean, I just didn't understand it. Like, I immediately right there at that bus stop, I had to make a right. So there was no me going around this bus in any scenario, right? I wasn't in an emergency. I wasn't, I was there on time. It wasn't like Bernie was late to work. There was zero reason for me not to have a little bit of patience and wait for this bus to go merrily on its way. And that guy was, he was so angry. And I was like, what has happened in that guy's life where he had to get that angry? Segar says, don't be in front of me because my horn is my crash cymbal, hi-hat, and bass drum, and I'm very proficient at them. Well, that's fine. I mean, okay, but what does that gain you to be an asshole? I don't understand. What in your life means so much that you just have to lay on your horn and just let that person have it? You know, it's just like... First of all, I didn't do anything wrong. Second of all, fuck you for being a fucking asshole. You know, that's how I feel about it. But anyways, let's move on to hopefully a few better things.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Sweetos of the week.
What I want to know is does Slager's car have like three different pitches for his horns or something?
like levels of displeasure, like a little meep is like, you know, okay, you know, watch out, everybody, or like, I'm here and I'm going to let you know it, or the ever-present, you know, like, you're
custom
fucking...
made horn.
Yeah, that's like, you know.
So if he's listening to like heavy metal or Phil Collins, you do not want to be in front of him. Or anywhere near him, right?
I guess, man. All right, Sweetos of the Week. Breakman, what you got?
Mine goes to the stealth release of Halo Infinity online. Yeah. Sweet, free to play, and yes, so far so
well. I wish the campaign was available. I'd download it immediately. But I kind of want to play 4 and ODST and
Reach
and I first.
Infinite is available? Like, campaign for free?
Sort of.
No, the multiplayer is.
Oh, the multiplayer. I thought you said campaign. I was like, ooh, I'm in. I'll download
that
shit.
I wish it was.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's coming on the 5th of December, I think.
Not for free, obviously, right?
If you have Game Pass.
Oh, if you have Game Pass.
I think you can early download it, but like you can't play it yet.
Yeah, I don't have Game Pass, so that won't work for me. All right, what else you got, Break?
That's it. That's all I need.
All right, Eric, anything on your Sweeto list this week?
Not really.
All right, I got a couple.
Oh wait, I do have one. I sold a DVD set for quite a bit of money.
That's good, man.
I'm going to be buying a couple Black Friday stuff with that.
All right, cool. All right, Sweetos of the Week for me. Black Friday started early this year, guys. Best Buy's got their Black Friday deals up and running online. Mm-hmm. I'll be talking about that in a bit. And it was my parents' 48th anniversary day before yesterday. And we did go to a Texas Roadhouse break, man. So just let you know that.
Yeah, and if the listeners are wondering, it's because Freak sent us a picture of his dinner. He's eating steak.
I know.
That's why he brought
it. It looked really good, although that steak looked a little overcooked, man. I don't know.
He likes a medium rare, so I don't know. I like mine well done.
I like mine medium well.
Look at his photos.
I used to like mine well done, but I went back a little bit to like medium well. I can handle them medium well. Much more than that, I can't do. But I keep forgetting I do not have a way to watch these DVDs. Maybe I should seal them. I think you mean steal them? I don't know.
You could. Well, if you got a disk drive in your computer, you could rip them.
Yeah, sure. This dinner was wrapped in bacon.
It was wrapped in bacon. That's why, man. Ah, it looked good, Freak 5. I would have ate the shit out of that steak, man. All right, let's move on to... Did I skip anybody, first of all? No, I don't think I did. Okay, let's move on to Free For All, guys. It's a free for all! Little man! Yeah, it's a free for all! Wow! Little man! All right, I will let everybody know, phone lines are open. I always forget to say that, but after news, usually we can add another person but or two. So you can get a hold of us, RP Grinders or Frank Branches. Just send us a text, and I'll get you on in here. But we're going to be talking about a couple of things here, okay? We're going to be talking about gun violence, the Rittenhouse verdict, and Black Friday deals. Which one do you want to tackle first, Breakman?
I think we should go with the negative stuff first before we get to the deals. We should go with the deals last because that's happier stuff, you know what I mean?
Okay, we kind of talked about it, but the gun violence in Aurora ties into the Rittenhouse verdict. So which one, Break? What do you want to tackle first?
I guess we should probably just go with the gun violence.
All right.
Well, I mean, they're both, they go in together. They really do.
All right, well, let's just tackle them both. Let's talk about the verdict. First of all, I'm slightly disappointed in the verdict, but in thinking about it and being objective, I mean, the guy technically was defending himself. Breakman, I know that's a hard pill to swallow for anybody, but one thing I want to mention about the whole debacle, because to me it is a debacle, is those prosecutors are some of the worst prosecutors I've ever fucking seen. They were awful. Awful, Break, man.
See, my thought about it is he brought the gun. Like, he went there with the intent. You don't take an assault rifle with you without the intention of shooting somebody, you know? Like, you're looking around at other human beings as enemies.
Well, supposedly he was there to defend a car dealership, something of that nature. Now,
apparently, like, he was called in and he said, I was called to support it, but the owners of the dealership said, no, we did not call anybody. We these people are doing it on their own.
Yeah, so which
they tried to wrap the dealership into it, and the dealership's like, oh no, leave us out of this.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So, it's
that they were basically going there with the intent of killing somebody. And Rittenhouse says, you know, I'm here to help save lives and stuff like that. And you know, and in the court, he said he gave his crocodile tears about how upset he was. But we've got him on video and pictures of the night later that night, like celebrating at a bar. You know.
Yeah. Yeah,
And the judge not allowing stuff like that, like him flashing all the white power symbols and such, that irritates me. And then there are a lot of people saying, well, why do people keep saying this is a race issue? Like, the media just wants us to make this a race issue. This was a Black Lives Matter protest. What the fuck do you think this is?
Right, right.
This was revolved around race. This kid was looking. Well, more than likely, he was looking to kill a black man.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing that I find almost in favor of Rittenhouse. I hate to say this, Breakman, but but the guy, if you saw the video, the two guys that went directly after him, I mean, it's sickening to watch. I mean, the guy did have a skateboard. One of the guys had a skateboard. And, I mean, I agree with you. He shouldn't have brought it. He shouldn't have been there, you know,
right,
at all.
And the people, nobody would be dead if he didn't go. And Freak says they were defending themselves from him. His reaction isn't self-defense, in my opinion. That's how I feel about it, too. Like, he's the instigator just by going there and taking an assault rifle.
Look, I'm not going to take a skateboard into a gunfight, Freak 5. I understand the sentiment. You know what I'm saying?
It was... I get the idea kind of, like, he's sacrificing himself to protect others at that point.
You know? Yeah, I mean...
He knows the guy's got a machine gun. He knows he's probably going to die. But he's seen this guy kill other people. So he's going to do whatever he can to... I wouldn't do that. I would have ran away.
Yeah, maybe throw your skateboard from a distance, I guess. I mean, that's... I mean, I would not...
bravery, but not...
It's brave as hell, but stupid. I mean, think about it. If I see somebody with a gun, I don't care how many people are there, Breakman, I'm going the opposite direction. Right. If I get shot from behind... That's the coward's way out from the shooter's standpoint. But at least I'm not putting myself in that position. I'm not excusing Rittenhouse because I actually think Rittenhouse is a piece of shit.
Right.
But the verdict...
I get what you're saying, that you feel this is self-defense because, like, he was being attacked and, you know... And one guy tried to grab his gun and such. But I kind of feel that, you know, if somebody's... coming at you with a gun, like, that's, you're gonna try and do something.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean, there's that
just
aspect
like with
too.
With the Ahmaud Arbery case,
yeah,
like
there's
they were saying, well, he was going for the gun.
Well, why wouldn't
he
they?
He was unarmed. You assholes came after you, grabbed your truck, you jumped in your trucks with your Confederate flags, hunted him down, an unarmed man, and then and like confronted him. What was he supposed to do? Just stand there and die and get shot?
Yeah, I agree. I mean. I honestly, though, those guys, I don't think were in danger of getting killed, Breakman. Not the Arbery case. That's separate. You know, that's a whole different matter. That guy was fighting
was
for his life.
That was a modern lynching, is what that was.
That was a modern lynching, no question about it.
Luckily for us, it was caught on camera.
Yep, I agree. I agree. I mean, luckily, you say luckily.
I say luckily for us, I mean lucky that the guy was stupid enough to record a lynching and then, you know,
Let
it all out.
Right.
So, and from what I've heard, they're the father's testimony. He said some things that are probably going to get them fucked. So,
yeah. I mean, there's a difference between the two cases, is what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying?
And something that a lot of people don't know is those two guys were armed. The two guys he shot were armed.
Yeah.
Killed.
Hey, Bernie's in chat, and Road Dog is in chat. What's up, Road Dog and Bernie? Nice to have you guys in there.
Rittenhouse he's a trained lifeguard. Like, he's not a trained medic, you know?
Right.
He's saying he's going there to, defend this gas station. Why? That's not your property.
Right.
This is, if you're worried about that, call the police.
He's not a hero.
That's aren't you a cop in training?
Yeah.
Don't you believe in that thin blue line that you argue for?
Yeah.
Suddenly, they don't believe in that when it's their chance to go kill somebody.
Yeah. I just want to make it very clear to everybody. Kyle Rittenhouse is not a hero. Okay. He's absolutely. I've seen it being framed that way. That Kyle Rittenhouse, free Kyle Rittenhouse. He's a hero, right? I mean, I think you have a right to defend yourself. I mean, bringing a gun is overboard in my opinion. Like that was probably not the right thing to do. I mean, putting yourself in that situation.
Yes.
The other guy's going after him. I see your point, Breakman, but in that particular case, there was plenty of time for them to back away and get away from that situation, right? So,
after he's killed two people, would you believe that he was going to stop, though? Like, I wouldn't think he was going to stop.
Yeah, I mean, if it was me, Breakman, I'm running. I'm going the opposite direction. I'm not going right, after
like,
that guy.
I would run or cower in fear. Like, do I'm you, not going right. to go up against the Afghan. Right. I mean,
this ruling also tells me...
None of us know what we would do in a crisis situation. Right. That's just right. like a fact. But the honest reactions are... You run away or you hide.
You freeze. Maybe you freeze. I mean, you know, maybe that's something you do.
Rarely do people interact.
Maybe that's something you do. Put your hands up in the air. That's usually what you do with somebody with a gun, right? I mean, if you have your hands in the air, that kind of, I mean, that puts it in that other person's. I mean, your fate's in that person's hands, regardless. But at least you're showing.
They will shoot you anyway.
I mean, maybe. I mean, how do you know? You know, that's just the thing.
No, I agree with you. I was just saying, like,
yeah,
yeah. Just the way things
what were you going. Saying, Eric?
I said this whole case has basically told me that if you're white, you can get away with having illegal firearms as long as you kill a black person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's reverse the roles. Let's say the
why people are like, well, this isn't about race because you shot white people. This was a Black Lives Matter protest. You know, like that's. Yeah. He was down there because they were, you know, they were protesting Black Lives Matter.
Well, let's,
anti-Black
let's,
Lives
okay,
Matter.
Let me rephrase that. You can get away with killing people, you can get away with having an illegal weapon as long
well,
as you kill someone.
Let's reverse.
Self-defense. Because apparently self-defense that justifies everything, and you can claim self-defense if you use that as a method of
well,
plausible deniability.
That's what the right is going to do with this. That's one of the reasons they're championing him as a hero, is they're looking at this as a revolutionary case that's saying that now we can take our guns into the public, and if we feel frightened at any point, we can shoot somebody, and we're going to get away with it.
Yeah.
It could be as easy as some kid playing with like a toy gun, like what happened at Walmart. You know, when a cop shot the guy with the gun, with a fake toy gun, something like that. Things like that will happen.
Yeah.
Well, I was scared. The kid was waving the gun around. It turns out it was a squirt gun.
Let's reverse the roles for a second here, guys. What if it was? Let's just do a thought experiment, right? What if this was Virginia at that one? Remember, wasn't it Virginia where they had that? Jews will not replace us, and it was a bunch of people, you know, walking with torches, and it was very Ku Klan-esque,
anywhere
right?
In America
okay.
At this point.
All right.
I don't even remember.
Okay. So let's say it was reversed. There was a protest with a bunch of Caucasian people, and a black man went to go defend a gas station, right? And the same scenario would have played out. What would have happened, honestly? What do you think would have happened?
We would have never heard his name.
Well, let's say it became a national story.
Because it wouldn't have been a national news story.
Let's say it became a national news story because somebody picked it up. And it became a huge national...
Seriously, that would be a national news story because it was just another black man killed.
Well, let's say it did get picked up for some odd reason.
Okay.
It got picked up. I'm just playing devil's advocate here, Breakman. That's
extreme devil's advocate.
I know. It is extreme, and I agree. I mean, I'm just saying, let's play...
Okay,
let's
okay.
Play
it. Yeah, so in a rare instance like this would be picked up and
right.
Go on to national news.
Right. It made national news. It was a black man and it killed four white people, right? Same type of scenario.
Oh, actually, right. I think that would be national news. Take that back.
Right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
So a black man kills four white people in a protest, supposedly defending a gas station, and the videos are the same exact thing. The only difference is... You know, Rittenhouse is black and the other people are white. You know, maybe there's one black person in there or something. What would have happened?
My opinion would be the exact same. Like, if it's everything played out the same way it is, like, he brought the gun to a fight, like, that was not his business.
Right.
He caused the fight. Like,
right.
He caused the violence. That would be my fight.
But there would have been no doubt that
court,
right.
He would be going to... fucking the highest death penalty they could give him right now.
Right.
Found guilty in all counts.
Well, look, Freak 5 actually, I think I agree with Freak 5. The police would have killed him.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. Yeah, like Rittenhouse just walked past the cops and shit.
Right.
I forgot about all that stuff.
They wouldn't just drive by a black man with a gun after they were... You know what?
Okay, so if that part didn't happen and this went to trial, he would get convicted and on full counts.
Right.
This wouldn't even be an argument. The public would be screaming for a conviction.
Right. Slagar says no doubt. So he's in agreement. I mean, I think we're all in agreement that it would have been a complete opposite outcome if the color. So in essence, you're right, Breakman. I mean, it is about race, no doubt. You know. So, I just don't know, man. I mean, I think all of this, you know.
It goes back to guns again. And we've talked many times about guns. And
look, I think if you were to do a psychiatric evaluation on Kyle Rittenhouse, there's no way that kid should have had a gun at all.
Yeah.
Let alone an AK-47, which is a weapon of mass destruction, right? Yeah. I mean, I think we can agree.
Not just our love for guns in this country, but the type of guns we love and such.
Yeah.
And I know assault rifles, and in this case it was an assault rifle that did the most damage, but it's usually the handgun that's the most deadliest weapon in America.
Yeah.
I mean, what if we outlawed handguns and let people keep their assault rifles?
I don't know. I don't think that would be the answer.
I think that would a lot of killing would stop that way. Not.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like, right.
It might work if you made it harder to get said assault rifles.
See, that's. If we had gun laws that were actually enforced and we took mental health seriously in this country, gun ownership would not be as huge of a problem as it is right now. Because. Yeah. Anybody has access to a gun, pretty much.
Yeah.
If you can't go and get it the legal way, you can just go to a gun shop and trade or something.
Yeah,
you
know? I know,
I
man.
Mean,
it,
not
it,
gun shop. I'm in a.
I mean, look,
a gun show. A gun show.
I've said it once. I said it 100 times. Breakman. I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment, but I'm also a huge advocate for mental health. Right. Yeah. And mental health is one of the most underrated aspects of everyday life here in the United States. I think it's. It's right up there with alcohol and drug abuse, right? We don't do enough. We don't have the budget. I mean, we have the budget, but we choose to give it to the military or every other aspect of American life other than mental health and drug rehabilitation, right? So if we could change, just tweak the laws a little bit to allow for mental evaluations, I think that would be part of the solution. You see what I'm saying? Part
Not
of the,
just,
the
that
solution.
That would be a part of the solution, but we have a lot of laws on the books now that are just get ignored. Like, for instance, in the Rittenhouse case, the judge just completely dismissed that charge,
yeah.
The illegal gun charge, even yeah. though it was a valid charge.
Absolutely, it was a valid charge. Now, they can add charges later. I did find that out, Breakman. So
maybe there's hope maybe that there's get nailed for that.
There, yeah maybe there's a little more coming. I don't know.
Civil suits will be coming, but
for
I don't
sure.
think as far as like the state versus Rittenhouse. I think that's pretty done.
Yeah. Freak Five brings up great points. He says, "Remember the lady who was killed, Breonna Taylor, in her bed by the police, and they tried to punish her boyfriend because he fired in self-defense." Yeah.
And they were in the wrong house.
Yep, they were in the wrong house, no question. I agree with you 100%, Freak 5. Not to mention Trayvon Martin. What about Elijah McClain
yes.
here in Denver, who was killed with a lethal dose of fucking ketamine, which, by the way, the family is settling for a record $15 million.
This is also reminding me of all those people who were murdered because of swatting.
Trayvon Martin, like specifically, he was just a kid just walking through a neighborhood, and all of a sudden there's a guy with a gun, like hunting him down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's he supposed to do? Well, Zimmerman got self defense.
Yeah.
He got off on self defense, even though he chased an unarmed kid with a gun.
Right.
Like, he's not the police. He's just some, you know, he was just some guy. What was Trayvon Martin supposed to do? Just stand there and take it? No, he defended himself. He fought back against his attacker.
His
attacker got off for self-defense.
Even if nothing ever happens to George Zimmerman for the rest of his life, I hope he lives a life of always looking over his shoulder.
He's the definition of a thug. You know, somebody who goes out looking for trouble. Going out looking specifically to start something.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's exactly
I know.
What he was doing. Like he could say he's being neighborhood watch. He was trying to no, dude. You that's not how you go out. You don't hunt somebody down with a gun, okay? That's not like you protecting a neighborhood. That's your urge to kill somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you feel threatened by somebody. Oh, it was a black kid. That's, you know, obviously. Color of skin, right now.
Right. Road Dog, if you're listening, you want to get on in, give me a text on... Oh, did you already give me a text, or... I think it's RP Grinders. It's either RP Grinders or Frank Branches
on Skype.
You got to look it up on Skype, Road Dog. Sorry, man. I can't.
I think it's Frank Branches. I think we had a problem with the RP Grinders one, I thought.
Oh, we might have. Look up Frank Branches, Road Dog, if you want to get up and discuss. Because, I mean, I understand things. You know, it just... I understand both points on this whole Rittenhouse thing. I mean, I think this kid got away with murder in one aspect. At the very least, he should have been charged with a lot of gun charges, like discharge. Yeah. Last time I checked, I can't take a gun and shoot it in the air, right? I mean, the cops would come and they'd say, look, we had reports of somebody shooting a gun in the air. What's going on? You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, at the very least.
And I don't know if they have this in Colorado and Denver, but in Cincinnati we have this thing called shot tracker or something like that. It's the system around the city designed to alert the police when gunfire happens.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. It's some type of like sound thing, right? Where if it's above a certain threshold, they're alerted, so they know. You know, if something happens. So, which is another topic for another day.
And last time I checked, vigilantism was also against the law, right?
That is. I mean, you're right.
We don't have anybody dressed as Batman saving the day.
Right.
I mean, it'd be kind of cool if we did, but...
You know. Yeah, it would be cool if he did.
It'd be nice if we had billionaires doing stuff like that instead of trying to abandon the planet while they destroy it.
How much cooler...
I'm going to see the Batman, but I kind of wish it was about him fighting corrupt cops.
I know. That would be even better. But I think that'd be too touchy nowadays. It'd be too controversial. Actually, that might be something they should
which welcome. Is exactly why it should be done.
I know, right? Like, fighting corrupt cops. There have been plenty of movies
Anybody with balls out in Hollywood, just do that. Just keep the plans of your script secret.
Yeah,
make the movie in secret and then just release it.
Just release it without, I agree. Okay, let's move on to a little bit happier stuff, guys. I think it's too depressing to keep going over.
Why I wanted to save the good stuff for after, because this just, all this death is just...
Yeah. Hey, I don't know. Breakman, do you want to look at the Black Friday deals on Xbox for me so we could mention those? I forgot to pull that up. I just have Black Friday deals from PlayStation Store and Best Buy. But there's plenty to like. Okay, there's if we're going through the PlayStation Store, I'm just gonna go over the highlights. Far Cry 6, I would hold off on because Ubisoft titles drop in a hurry. I don't know anybody that's like just chomping at the bit
even
to get
without Black Friday.
Without Black Friday, I mean Ubisoft titles just drop like rocks. Back for Blood is $41.99. I think you can get it for $39.99 at Best Buy. Guardians of the Galaxy is $38.99. I think I've seen that.
It's getting great reviews.
It's getting really
get it for $30 at like Myers and Best Buy right now.
Yeah,
I don't know if Myers have it for $30 yet. I think that might be Black Friday only.
Yeah. I would wait on Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut. Miles Morales is down to $30. That's actually a decent price. I'd skip the Call of Duty.
Is that the ultimate one that includes Spider-Man?
No, that is not. That's just the regular standard.
Standalone?
Standalone, yeah. Deathloop is $30. I think that's a great deal right now. That's the lowest I've seen that. Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart is $49. So if you want to save $20 on that game, that's actually a decent price at the moment. Tales of Arise you can get cheaper at Best Buy. I believe it's $39.99. So there you go on that. Diablo 2 Resurrected bundle is you save 25% for $29.99. I think that's the lowest I've seen Diablo 2. Psychonauts 2 is down to $42. I would wait on that, though. Resident Evil Village you can get for $19.99 at Best Buy. Demon's Souls, this is the lowest I've seen Demon's Souls remake at $39.89. And Break, if you want me to stop at any point, just let me know.
You're fine. A lot of these prices are the same on Xbox from what I'm seeing.
Okay. If there's any deviations, let me know, Break. Yeah. Valhalla.
I'm going to check GameStop's ad right now.
Oh, yeah. Check GameStop's too. Assassin's Creed Valhalla is $23.99. I think that's the lowest I've seen, but again, it's a Ubisoft title. I might wait on that one. That one might go a little bit cheaper. Red Dead Redemption is $20 at Best Buy. That's where you should buy it. I'll give you guys my two best picks at the end. I'm not going to mention them until the very end of my...
Slinger's claiming a lost feed. You might need to refresh, but... This is still showing live from my end.
So. Yeah, it's showing live. Somebody put in...
you did just crash.
Really?
Yeah, your video is dead. Anyway.
I'm still live. I mean, try refreshing. Let's see. Let's try refresh.
It worked for me. I'm in.
Yeah. Let's see.
Uh-huh.
I put in there refresh. Okay, here we go. It says live. I don't know. Maybe it did crash for a second and redid. Okay, let's see what else. Grand Theft Auto is $15, but at this point, if you don't have Grand Theft Auto 5, I don't know what you're doing. Returnal's down to $49.99. It was $30 at one point somewhere. I can't remember where, but nothing else there. Let me check one more.
Grand Theft Auto 5 for PS5 and Series X doesn't come out until next year, but I'm not sure if it's a free upgrade or not.
That's interesting.
So you might want to look that up, because like, if so, you might as well just grab it now, and then you can upgrade later.
Yeah. Hades is $20 at on the PlayStation Store, and... Best Buy. GTA is fun, Slagar. I wouldn't go back and play that stupid remastered 3.
The remastered everything I've heard and read is bad about the remastered.
5 is really good. I would play 5, Slagar. If you're going to jump in, 5 is
thankfully they put the original games back up on the storefronts for PC. Because they think you could still buy the original games on the Xbox and, well, the PS3 versions.
Here's a deal for you.
That's a shame, because all three of those games are fantastic. I love San Andreas.
San Andreas is a great game, but they fucked it up on the remaster.
Yeah, and there is a problem in the original. I was hoping they'd address
it's
in this.
It's the Silent Hill HD collection all over again.
Yeah.
Only
what was that problem that you were talking about, Breakman?
It's one mission I couldn't beat. It was just impossible to fucking beat for me.
Yeah.
Learn to fly. Every time, I keep hearing James Woods' voice in my head. Learn to fly, Carl. Learn to fly. Like, God damn it, James Woods, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
can't Witcher... fly. This fucking mission's hard. It's impossible. Yeah.
I bought The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt for, like, the complete edition for, I think, like, it was a little bit cheaper than what it is now. It was like, I think it was $7.50. This is $10, so it's not much more expensive.
Yeah, Witcher 3 is $10, guys. This is... a great deal. You can get it on PS4, PS5.
And the free upgrade is whenever that version launches.
Yeah, so. And you do get a free upgrade with that, so that's a great... hold on, somebody, I think... Hold on, somebody's trying to get in here.
Someone's calling.
Yeah,
while you're doing that, I'll read off the Doorbuster sales at GameStop.
All right.
Doorbuster sales, they have, let me see here. We have Watch Dogs. Get off here, FIFA. Watch Dogs Legion for $32.99 for Xbox and both PlayStations. Madden, whichever one it is. Madden 21 for PS4 and Xbox. NBA 2K21, $26.99 for Xbox and PlayStation. The Avengers for $26.99 for both those. Mortal Kombat Ultimate for $26.99. That's a fucking fantastic game.
I know. I was going to respond to Slayer. It's like, yeah, there's a PS5 upgrade for The Witcher that you can get for free, but no, the PS4 version is available now. You can pay that only for $10.
We also have FIFA for $26.99. What is that? Hot Pursuit? Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, whichever one it is. Remastered. Okay, $26.99. LPG 2K21 for $26.99. Persona 5 for $24.99. And Star Wars Squadrons for $16.99.
Ooh, Persona 5 is a great deal.
Is that Royal or is that Vanilla 5?
Let me see here. This is Persona 5 Royal Steelbook Launch
Ooh,
Edition.
Ooh, that's a good deal, man. That's a good one.
Let me see here. They also have the Final Fantasy VII Remake for $34.99. I've seen if there's any other.
Remake is $26.99 on PlayStation Store.
That's probably Intergrade that he's looking at then.
Yeah, you're probably looking at Intergrade. Yeah. What else here?
I'm scrolling through. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Black Friday. If you're listening, did we get? Do we have you, Road Dog? No, we don't. I don't know what's going on, Road Dog. I can't get you in, man. Like it's some weird Skype thing. Sorry, brother. I'll try to work on that for next show, man. I mean, there's nothing much I can do. Look, the highlights of Best Buy, you know.
Do you not have them as a?
No, contact or something? I added Road Dog.
Could he try calling one of us instead?
I don't
it's some weird issue where I have to hang up first.
No, I was gonna say, maybe you have to hang up on us and try that.
No, I think we're okay, man. We're almost at the end anyways, man. I'll get Road Dog on the next one, man. I mean, we'll talk more. I mean, I can't get him in. Like it's weird because he doesn't have like the name like you guys do. It's a bunch of numbers and weird shit. So
I like how Best Buy is putting up a label for stuff like Last of Us Remastered. It says, and it's for next gen console because there's a PS5 patch for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I found another one. Code Vein for $10 for Xbox.
Oh, that's a good deal for sure, man. That's a really, really good deal.
$12, you said?
$10. $9.99 for Code Vein and also for Borderlands 3.
Ooh, those are not both good deals.
Oh, and what is that? Kingdom Hearts something? I can't see what that is.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts All-in-One is like $15 on...
Okay.
Little Nightmares 2. I wonder if I should get that.
Final Fantasy 12 for $20. These are all Xbox. And Fallout 64 Game of the Year Edition for $20. Skyrim for $20. Oh, yeah. Was that the Doom Collection for $25? Yeah, okay, Doom Collection.
It's a Doom Slayer Collection, you mean?
It's like the original Doom, Doom 2, Doom... I forget what all is in it. Let me see if it...
That sounds like the Slayer Collection, because like, they did a physical release
that's
all
one.
That for like
here's,
PlayStation.
Here's a couple of... Here's a couple of the highlights.
Like for Switch, they sold them individually for some reason.
A couple of the highlights for me are definitely God of War for $9.99 PS4 version, which I don't know if there's an upgrade yet for that. But the other two deals that I want to point you guys to are Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne for $20, which I picked up, and also... Aegis Rim for $20, which is the lowest.
13 Sentinels Aegis Rim.
Yeah, 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim. Also, Immortals Fenyx Rising, which I've been playing, is also $15. So it does.
I think it's all Bloodborne there.
It does include a next gen upgrade too. So for Immortals Fenyx Rising, so you pick that up for $15 and you're getting a PS5 game. So that's
although you can just straight up buy the PS5 version for the same price.
Oh yeah, you can do that too. Yeah, no doubt.
GameStop's got some good Xbox and PlayStation deals, but I'm looking at their Switch deals and going to give them a big fucking thumbs down. Witcher for $50.
$50 for Witcher 3, really?
Zelda Link's Awakening for $40, but that's, they've already had that deal. The Borderlands Handsome Jack Collection for $30.
That's like, way too much. I've seen that way cheaper.
Like, way these cheaper. Aren't good deals. Final Fantasy X and X-2 for $20.
You can buy pretty much any first party Nintendo title at Walmart for $50.
Yeah. Yakuza Like a Dragon for $20, not a bad deal. Scarlet Nexus for $25. Tales of Arise I mentioned already. Bloodborne. I always advocate for Bloodborne if you haven't played it. $10, which it does include a next gen upgrade apparently.
Is that the version that includes the DLC? Because
I'm not sure
if the PlayStation Hits version does have that stuff.
No, it does not include that. So,
well, I think the DLC is like $15 by itself.
Yeah. South Park Fractured But Whole for $9.99. That's not too bad. Kingdom Hearts 3 for $9.99. I think I would not do that. There's a deal where you can get the all in one collection for $15, which is a much better deal. Neo 2 for $20. That's not too bad of a deal. Sakura Wars for $20. Although it says unavailable near me, but maybe it'll be available near you.
Neo 2 has a free upgrade path, but I think you need a specific version of that game to get it.
Okay, yeah. So there you go. That's some of the stuff that that you guys can get.
I might be thinking of the original Neo, though.
Yeah. So
I'm one store that I've recommended in the past that used to sell games sometimes. They'd only do it around the holidays, was Kohl's, and it does not look like they're selling video games this year.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird. They do. They every once in a while they'll have that one can't miss deal, you know. Yeah. I think for us, the big deals are Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne for $20, and the other big one was The Witcher 3 for $10, and 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim for $20, which is the lowest I've seen it. So those are the major deals. I think you can get Final Fantasy VII Remake for $25, but you could hold off on that. It'll go cheaper for sure. Another can't miss deal would be that Kingdom Hearts all-in-one for $15. I think that's on the PlayStation Store and some other retailers. Nothing else super major other than what Breakman mentioned. He mentioned a couple of great deals. Persona 5 for $25, Royal Editions, not a bad deal at all. Plenty of content there to mess around with. Yakuza Like a Dragon, $20. I might wait on that one a little bit. That might go down to 15. Oh, here it is, $20 at Best Buy for the all-in-one package, but that's so much content. It's like
I don't know. I don't think Like a Dragon's gonna get that much cheaper. But like, it might be a while before it hits a sale price of that mark.
I picked up
Black Friday sale.
I picked up a lot of the Yakuza series for like $10, Eric. $10-$15. So I don't know. I mean, that's one that you might want to pick up if you can't wait to play it type deals. But this Kingdom Hearts all-in-one package for $20 is not a bad deal. You get Kingdom Hearts 1, 2, 3, obviously. You don't get the Remind DLC, which is slightly disappointing, but everything else you get. So
just also as an aside, Like a Dragon is on Game Pass if you have the Xbox.
Yeah.
So you might not even want to buy it.
Yeah, yeah. If you have Game Pass, a lot of these are going to be there, so...
Yeah, you could also like just try them first, and then you can go out and buy it.
Yeah. Hey, Freak Five says I sent another picture to Twitter. The artist who designed the ZA logo designed the artwork for those beer cans. So just throw them over here. Yeah, just you got it. Just throw them. Sorry, I'm getting airmail here, guys. So yeah, there you go. Bunch of great deals. Anything else that you guys got? And we'll end the show on that.
Have you guys seen the new fighting game that's coming? The Warner Brothers fighting game?
I'll get it, yeah. Don't worry.
At least it's going to have voice acting in it.
I was surprised, but like, they're getting real...
And a rollback netcode, which the Nick Arcade game also has, but I don't think it's going to be... Considering how rushed it was, I don't know if it works all that well.
Yeah, this one is the most blatant ripoff of Smash Bros. I think I've ever seen. Yeah. Like they're not even hiding that they're ripping it off.
It does look good, though. I mean, I will say
they got the voice actors blew me away. Like, wait,
yeah,
really? They got John DiMaggio in here. What's his name? Shit, I can't remember the Batman's name. God damn it, Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, Conroy. Yeah.
There.
Okay.
Yeah, like they got like major voice actors. That was a surprise.
Characters. I mean, it kind of looks like ass, but it also looks like they put way more effort into it because they actually had a budget this time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the voice actors: Kevin Conroy, Tara Strong, Matthew Lillard, Maisie Williams, John DiMaggio, and Estelle. Here's the list of characters: Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Harlequin, Shaggy, Bugs Bunny, Arya Stark, Tom and Jerry, Jake the Dog, Finn the Human, Steven Universe, Garnet, and Rain Dog, who's the original character.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I
mean, Steven Universe is Cartoon Network, but I guess they need some kind of guest character representation in their game.
This isn't coming to the Switch, though. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm looking at. That's really cool.
There's probably a port later.
Maybe I'm hoping to get more Looney Tune characters in here. Like I want Dappy and Elmer and stuff.
This seems more of a case of this was in the works for a while. And we're only just now announcing it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping like they do expand the roster because there's so many more cool characters they can add to this, you know.
Oh, yeah,
I bet you anything. Sure. They were just waiting for the day that the Smash DLC had finished up.
That could be for sure, man.
So. It's like we could sell our game now because we won't have to worry about the competition as much.
Yeah. And well, this is a free to play, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's free to play.
Yeah.
Which means that you're probably gonna have to buy some of those characters.
And plus, they're not going up really against Smash Brothers because Smash Brothers, this isn't coming to the Switch.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. This is at least
for now.
Right, but I mean they're not competing with Smash Brothers. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, guys.
Except they're competing in terms of people's attention. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, guys. I think that's going to just about do it. Let's do our plugs and get up on out of here because I'm getting kind of hungry. Breakman, what you got for us?
Kind of. That steak is searing in my brain. I keep going back and looking at the picture.
Angry. I know, man.
Those cans are really fucking cool, though.
They are.
So, is it like marshmallow flavored beer or
what? Ooh, that would be good, man. That'd be really good.
I'm just imagining it like a version of the Hulk that just gets angrier the more hungry he gets.
I know. That's me right now, guys. All right, Break, what you got? Okay, man?
Well, then that's it then.
Well, you didn't even do your plugs, man. Do your plugs.
Oh, you can follow me at RP Grinders where you can ask me any question you want, send me cool pics about Ghostbusters beer cans.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, that's it.
All right.
I've lost focus. I'm sorry.
I know. Me too, man. Eric, what you got, man?
All I can say is Tosin makes you feel good. No. Just keep that in mind when you watch Ghostbusters Afterlife. It'll make itself relevant once you see what I mean.
Okay. What else you got, Eric?
That's a great way to talk about the movie without actually spoiling it by being as vague as possible.
Mm. Yeah. All right, Eric. What else you got?
I write reviews for BostonBashBrigade.com, and I've got the audio feed. I didn't get around to doing anything this week because all the films I was seeing are going to bed early because I'm super tired because work takes a lot out of me, I guess. More than I thought. But, the audio reviews are on feed. And if you like any of those things I do, and you want to support me, you can go to my Twitter profile, which is at ErkRPG, and the link to my Patreon is there. You can send me as little dollar, that would help out.
All right. Anything else, sir, Eric?
Be careful traveling to your families for Thanksgiving if you're doing it this weekend as opposed to next week.
Yeah, don't get shot.
I think the feed just died again. But
did it?
Are you kidding me?
It looks like it's okay, man. I mean, I don't see any drops.
But it's probably just a split second, so yeah. It's probably up again. But
okay. Browser encountered an error while decoding the video.
Okay. Yeah, it does look
reload
like
it. Video. Okay. I'm set to reload.
I don't know what's going on here, guys. We're going to have to end this real quick.
But, try to keep social distancing in mind when you go out to your families, even if you are vaccinated and stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys can...
Which is why I usually stay away from the rest of my family when I go over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this winter's going to be bad.
Yeah. Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on all the systems, RP Grinders. You can also follow my other channel, Mexican Longhair. I do a lot of work with the homeless. I do audits, 1A audits, cop watching. I'm sorry.
Sure, everybody that's an adult in my family is, vaccinated, but the kids aren't because they don't have vaccines for them yet.
Let me know when you're done, Eric. Let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Okay. You can follow me on my other channel, Mexican Longhair, where I do cop watching videos and a bunch of other stuff. Like to see you guys over there too. Freak 5 says that beer was sour red raspberries and toasted marshmallows. That sounds really fucking good, man. I like raspberries and I like marshmallows, so there you go. Alright, let's see. I suggest go renting that movie Prisoners of Ghostland. It's not your typical film. It's just it's pretty good, man.
Balls explode.
Yeah, one ball. Just not balls.
That's enough balls for me.
Oh, dude, I think you'd like it. Mm-hmm. I think you'd like it quite a bit, man. It's one of those movies. It's got really good choreographed fight sequences in it, man. Nicolas Cage is a badass in that movie, man. I check it out, man. It's a little different. All right, I think that's all I got. You guys got anything else?
No.
All right, stay safe
food
this
time.
Week.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
Hunger.
Exactly. All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
Oh, I forgot.
They're not directly selling.